middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. It's hour number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, if you're just joining us, Edna Lane Brown rested earlier this evening and are now beginning to serve their 63-month prison term for asking questions. Joining us now is Josh Reeves. Josh is a documentary filmmaker and a new brand new talk show host, as a matter of fact, and a good guy. I like Josh an awful lot, and he's been doing research into the Council on National Policy. We're going to do foreign national policy, rather. We're going to try to get into some of that. Josh, how are you doing tonight?
Well, Mike, I'm doing all right. I'm sitting here trying to, I guess, like the rest of everybody else, process this this whole Edna Lane Brown situation, and you know, not really the topic that I came here to discuss tonight. But you know, while I am here, I do want to say that, you know, as you were saying before earlier in the hour, not necessarily the end that we quite all expected to this. You know, while I am glad that no one was hurt and no one lost their lives, you know, I do kind of feel for Ed Brown, because, I mean, this is a man that put it all on the line, you know, not only for himself but for everybody, and, you know, really counted the cost and, you know, made his decision. So, you know, while I'm glad nobody got hurt, I kind of feel for Ed as a man, strictly because it didn't end on his terms.
No, certainly not. And, I mean, you know, I'm glad nobody was hurt, nobody's killed. But, I mean, this is, you know, it's in many ways it's kind of like a stab in the heart, you know. Because, I mean, they just asked a question. Show us the law, tell us what it is, and we'll pay. If you can present proof, then we'll pay up. But
yeah, and the thing is that it's just, you know, I mean, this is going to continue to happen, you know, because, you know, we need more Ed and Elaine Browns. We need more people that are willing to make the great sacrifice to stand up and say, no, if you can't show me the law, then I don't have to comply. It's not within the realm of the Constitution. I don't have to comply to it. And, you know, I hope this just doesn't dissuade people, you know, to further just, as you said, feed the beast, Mike.
Right. Yeah, and this is, you know, this is just amazing. And I, you know, this, I mean, it really is just like a dagger in the heart in many ways. Because, I mean, these people just asked a question, and it shows, and it's proof that there is no redress of grievances anymore with our government that's guaranteed to us in the Constitution. I mean, it tells the government, this is what you will do. This, you have to allow them to be able to address you and ask questions, and you're supposed to answer them back, and this didn't occur.
No, it didn't. And as someone said in the Midnight Rider chat room earlier, Mike, someone made the comment, I believe it was Cynical, made the comment, you know, that they win either way. You know, if we react and we stand up and with force and they kill us, they win because they want to kill us all anyway. And
sure,
if we don't and they arrest us, then they still win. So where does that leave us? And where does that leave, you know, people's will to, you know, to further not comply with this? And you know, I just really at this point, Mike, I just don't know what to think or say about it, man.
Well, yeah, and we'll touch some more on the side, because I think you raise a big question here as to what we do next. We're going to grab a break, come back. We're talking with Josh Reeves. We may or may not get into the subject we want to talk about tonight, the Council for National Policy. If we don't, we'll just have Josh on in another night next week. But we'll come back here in just a minute. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Midnight Rider. We're talking with Josh Reeves, a documentary filmmaker and a talk show host on the TruthNet Radio Network. And we're talking about Edna Lane Brown tonight. And I, in our chat room, we have the ability to get private messages. And I just got one from my daughter, who is in college. She's a junior in college. And the university that she goes to, on the north side of Oklahoma City, has instituted a policy where now when they go to get online using their wireless system, wireless internet system on the campus, they get a brand new IP address every time they get online, and then everything they do is recorded. Every site they visit, their chats, all this stuff recorded. Now, these are adults. These aren't children. They're going to have access to, you know, confidential information, be able to see, you know, in the end, be able to see passwords, everything. and we see just one more step. And this is a university that gets state funds. And I'm sure a bunch of federal funds. And this is what's going on in America. It's the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma. Oh, she told me to mention it. They're madder than hell. And I don't blame them. You know, this is, Josh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, Mike. And, you know, it's incremental subjection that that they do, and they keep doing it at an earlier and earlier rate. You know, it starts in the middle schools and high schools with the RFID tracking IDs that they make them wear around their necks so they can track them, trace them around the schools. And what that does is it indoctrinates them.
Right.
You know, it's the same way in the high schools they have, you know, you can't get on the Internet without anything being tracked and traced. So what they do is, this is a, you know, just like it's all government, like a government training camp, basically. You know, they get them ready, they get them indoctrinated for it, and then when, by the time they're in college and they go off to college, it's the same thing. That way,
sure,
when they get out into the real world and they get into a job, they're already used to the fact that they're being watched and tracked and traced everywhere they go. So this, you know, this gradual indoctrination that you and I didn't have to go through, it's just sickening, and it's just, another one of the pieces of the ratcheting up of this total surveillance nightmare that's being built around us. It's sick, and
yeah,
makes me sick to even hear that your daughter has to go through that.
You know, so you don't know if you're having a conversation with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or with your mom or anybody, is that conversation freaking being monitored by some guy sitting in a little room? Oh, they said it was to keep people from stealing their internet. Oh, well, isn't that special? Also, to protect the investment, we've got to track everything that you do. That's just asinine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it, Mike. I mean, as you were saying, you know, the excuse that they're trying to keep people from stealing their internet is indeed asinine, because it always is. You know, the excuse that they always give is nothing near close to the truth. You know, I mean, we know that it's basically thought police. You know, they're afraid that they're going to learn something that they're not paying to learn on that campus that might, you know, help them figure out what life is really about, because they don't teach you what life is really about. They don't give you real life experience, and they're afraid that they're going to really learn what the world is like and learn about the Federal Reserve and learn about the IRS and learn about the 16th Amendment. That's what they're afraid of.
Sure it is. I mean, you know, because knowledge is power. And these, you know, you get these youngsters that are sitting there in college, you know, soaking up all this information, and you know, they might just find out something called the truth. Oh, heaven forbid. Might find out that professor that's teaching their class is full of crap. But I mean, Josh, this is just as part and parcel of the whole thing. With Edna Brown asking a question, show me the law. Show me whether the law says in the tax code that I have to do this. They can't, because the law says in Section 861, unless you're doing business with a foreign company or you're getting your profits from overseas, you don't pay taxes.
Yes, the income must be derived from corporate means. It does not anywhere in there say that your income from wages from a service you provide. When you work for someone, that's a service. I work for you, you give me money, that's the end of the story. And nowhere in there does it say that. Yet, because under their admiralty laws and their royal, Reich rules, what they say goes, and if you don't like it, they stick a gun in your face.
Right. This is how it is. It's our way or the highway. What do you mean, law, constitution? I mean, it's like last hour we got a call from a well-meaning person who's talking about, well, this is what the law says. But if you're dealing with a bunch of people that don't care what the law says, then all those points about the constitution and other things are moot, because you have to deal with them at their level, as opposed to them being able, you guys being on equal footing, to be able to deal with each other legally and lawfully. And now we got college kids that can't even go online now to find information without somebody basically looking over their shoulder. Got a little hall monitor. No, they're adults. I can see the wisdom in an elementary and a junior high and a high school of not letting kids in class access porn. I can see the good idea of that, but these are people of legal age, should be able to go where they want to go without having the sites they visit tracked. And the thing is they can tell without tracking people of the sites they go to who's on the network and who's not, so it's all a load of crap.
Yeah, holding cookies and doing a cookie thing where you're out registry is one thing, but this is beyond the cookie registry, Mike.
Oh, sure. It's way beyond it. I mean, way, way freaking beyond it.
And it just goes to show you what they're planning. They know how much less freedoms these kids are going to have by the time they graduate from college. That's
sure.
What it is.
So, folks, in the morning, what you call UCO in Edmond, Oklahoma? I'll get the number for you here at in one of the following breaks for the end of the show, and you guys, we'll just start calling these people tomorrow. Yep. Is it still George Nye? Former Governor George Nye. I don't know. Well, they've got a Nye Center named after him. I don't think he is, but yeah, we just need to start bombarding these places. I mean, it's bad enough you get universities and schools taking the flag out and other patriotic items that are deemed offensive. Well, yeah, I guess being, thinking about America as a free country and all that, I guess it's pretty offensive to somebody.
Yeah, let's ramp it up and let's wave the bloody shirt and let's all sing proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. We know when something happens, when they do a false flag attack in this country, then it's all, let's be patriotic, and if you say anything bad about the government, then you're not being patriotic. But then when the government is actually bringing down full-blown tyranny, and we're trying to be patriotic and stand up for our country, oh, then it's bad. Then it's let's take the American flag out.
Right. Yeah, I can't have it. Oh, no, that might offend somebody, yeah. When it comes down to the freedom and the liberty and all of this, folks, I'm telling you, this stuff is not free. You're not going to get it by joining a freaking club. We don't have the Freedom of the Month Club. Hey, this month, if you'll order before midnight tonight, we're going to throw in free speech. And you'll get 5 more selections from our club if you order 3 more within the next 3 years. I mean, this is what this is coming to, folks. It's incremental. It's step by step by step. They're taking the freedoms that were given to us by God, our Creator, that these rights were inalienable. You can't take them away, but we're allowing it to happen. Yeah, and I know some of you are sitting in your bedroom listening on your computer and that you wish that I would talk a little softer so I won't wake your spouse up. Turn the speakers up because it's time people wake up. Because I'm madder than hell.
That's all they've left us. That's all they've left us, Mike. They took it away, and no one's going to give it back to us. We've got to stand up and take it back right now. There's no other choice. We don't have any time left. The time is now. We've got to do it.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's down to. I mean, we're sitting here, there's more and more talk about eugenics, all of this stuff that's going on right now that we thought all this went away with the Nazis. No, it just got started with the Nazis, and we funded it. And the whole little Bush clan has been paying for it and funding it for 60 years, folks, almost 70 years. They run the import-export business for the Nazis. And these little Bundists have kept the little plan going on. They're buddies with Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and all this kind of stuff. And the switchboard is empty. Where's the anger? Where's the anger? Or is it, oh, well, Ed and Lane are in jail. Okay. It was good while it lasted. We had a shot there. And now they're taking, they're going to monitor the kids at the university now. That's fun, too. Okay. By the way, what's on Idol tonight? Back here in just a minute. Time for a break. Our number is 800-313-9443. Manny, I can't hear any music. 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The University of Central Oklahoma, this is the main switchboard. It's area code 405-974-2000. That's 405-974-2000. And I haven't had a chance to look for that at this point. We've got Deanne Burley on the line. She's another talk show host here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can hear her Saturday nights. You're on it. You start at 10 o'clock, but how late do you run now, Deanne?
Oh, I'm on now from 8 to 11 p.m. And then I'm
8
on
to 11.
Truth Radio Monday through Friday. I'm on about four different broadcasts. But the thing is, this stuff is it's incorrigible what's going on. Folks, if you don't mind me just talking real quick about things that are going on out here in Illinois.
On the floor is yours. Take off.
Okay. They had a series of police officers out here that basically put a hit on another police officer. And they were going around strong-arming people, and they were kidnapping people and things. And, it wouldn't have come into the press unless one officer in this mess was not trying to kill another officer that had more clout. This is just one level of it. Then you have the judicial process secretly having meetings of who is going to be able to review them if they're doing something illegal, which is currently themselves. So if you have no judicial process, you have no policing, and you have situations like the Browns and things not having legal form in court over anything, there's no justice. We're in a nightmare out here. Like you said earlier, everybody needs to be lighting up the phones. Everybody needs to start doing things, but legally, because see, what they're trying to do, folks, if they want us to go out here and do something so that they can declare martial law, we're just about 1 or 2 months before this election, and they want us to get out here and cause a situation that they can lock us down because they want to keep these fools in the White House.
And it's look at all these crazy Ron Paul supporters that are out here running around trying to start crap in our country.
Well, the thing with Ron, I don't trust none of them, to tell you the truth. What I'm looking at right now, you got Congress, everybody said, oh, get these Democrats in. They're in, what are they doing? They got the Democrats in, the Republicans ain't doing nothing. The Congress, the Senate should be just put to rest because they're not doing anything either. So the thing is, we have the corrupt upon the corrupt. I'm a former deputy clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois. And the thing is that I am just appalled to what's going on because you don't have no legal rights. These people were sitting in the house. There was another guy, Joseph Andrew Setti, who was out here. They came in with black helicopters and vans, and they took everything they could out of the house, and it was set up. And he was out in Wheaton, Illinois. They've been doing this for I don't know how long, and nobody has no legal right of venue. And I think that we, the people, need to stand up because we need to clean out and get this judicial process back in our hands where it's for everyone, not for the elite and the crowded. That's, you know, I just heard this just a while ago. I was talking to one of my listeners, and he informed me what happened to Browns. I'm just outraged.
Yeah,
I'm just outraged.
I am too. And I mean, and you've had this corruption. They've been up in your grill for how long? I mean, what, years now, haven't they?
Well, they've been all over me. They're watching me outside. Police follow me. They have done everything you can imagine. Dead animals. They've put counterfeit money orders in my bank. They're telling me, oh, we don't investigate because, well, we have as we see fit laws. And I talked to I'm at the level of going directly to governor's office about this because this is total violation of every rule of constitutional right. And then that's not inclusive of what's going on with the Browns. That's not inclusive of what they're going to do to you and I and everybody else that's on broadcast radio because the thing is that we're in fascism, Nazi Germany. I mean, they just may as well put the Nazi flag up in the White House and just call it a day.
Well, I'm surprised the president isn't running around in his little uniform goose-stepping. I mean, because that's the next thing. That's what I expect to see next.
Well, the thing is that, you know, again, we need to do calling trees. We need to call that number in Kansas and let them know that we are right there and alerted. We need to call the president and the White House himself because, again, if they let Betty Rich go with President Bill Clinton in the office and he was a scoundrel and he ran out of the country because he didn't want to be prosecuted for being a scoundrel, and then at the last days he decides to allow him to go free, then why is it that you have this thing with Elaine Brown? And why is it that you even had the situation with that poor lady that was, you know, in the hospital and they euthanized her and the president said he couldn't do nothing? We got to stand up for something. We need to stand up for this country. As we speak right now, folks, you know, over in London, in England right now, they're investigating the royal crown and they're getting ready to do something against those folks because they were involved with the possibility of killing Lady Diana, and they were they're kings and queens. And the people there are talking about doing something and investigating. We don't do anything to investigate these people, and they're not kings and queens. What's wrong?
Hold on right there, Deanne. We'll come back with Deanne and Josh on the other side. Plus your calls. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the name of the program, The Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. We've got Josh Reeves with us as our guest tonight. Deanne Burley has joined us, and we've got a loaded bank of calls, and we'll get to those in just a second. But Deanne, you're right. I mean, on so many levels, any redress of issues with our government is gone. The case of Ed and Lane Brown have proven it.
Well, they're also arresting all kinds of black folk out here, and they're doing that to rile up black people in order for them to riot. They're doing everything you can imagine. And this is what I would say. This woman out here on one of the radio stations, and she's saying that everybody needs to stop buying everything for a week. Just stop doing everything. Just do a nation stop to shutdown. Don't give no money to campaigns. Don't give a rat's ass dime to the gas stations. Cut off your money to them, because if you cut them down for a week, it'll affect them so badly that there won't be a situation that you will be able to maybe overcome some of this stuff.
But yeah, stop feeding this beast.
Yeah, you're feeding them. You're feeding them. Cut their money off. I had the person working in the government out here telling me, well, I told him, I'm paying your salary on my taxes. He had the audacity to turn around and say, well, I'm paying taxes too, but I'm paying my own salary. So I said, take your damn salary and your damn taxes and go home. You don't need to be working if you don't do anything. Why are we paying for public servants to sit there and abuse us?
Exactly. I mean, we're paying for pleasure.
I mean, they need to stop it. I mean, these people are me. I mean, they did you know that they cut off the sale of bullets? You can't buy bullets now.
That's, they the, have, that's they what have, they're trying to do, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a law now going on that you cannot travel from state to state. They're trying to pass in the next couple of days. They're trying through the Transportation Department, a hidden thing, that they are saying that you're going to have a passport to get on the plane to go from one state to the other in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think how dangerous that means. And these people are doing this with our tax dollars. We need to cut back, not buy anything. Just stop doing everything for a week. Just a complete blackout from doing anything supportive of moving money towards them. And I think some of the stuff will stop. I don't want to disrupt your broadcast, but go ahead. You're doing wonderful. And thank you very much for allowing me on.
Well, Deanne, it was my pleasure. It was my honor to have you call the program. Call anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I always have enjoyed Deanne's show. And because, I mean, she knows everybody. I mean, she gets some killer guests on. And I've been envious of some of the folks that she's had on in the past. Josh, real quick, some of your thoughts about what Deanne said.
Well, I agree with Deanne fully, and I really like Deanne. I think she's a great host. I love her energy and the things that she talks about. But, you know, that's maybe what we've got going on, Mike, and it just goes exactly back to what you were saying earlier in the program, which is stop feeding the beast. You know, what are we paying for? What are we working every day of our lives from cradle to grave for to pay these taxes? What are they giving out of us? The right to be enslaved? The right to have no rights? The right to give up our Constitution? The right to be slaves? The right to be just dumbed down, worthless individuals that, you know, don't do anything or don't give a crap about making a change or getting up and doing things in times like this when we're being completely run into subservient creatures.
Exactly. Steve in New York, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you very much. I almost forgot what I was about to talk about, but this Lane Brown and Ed Brown, we're going to see, you know, if people start rising up. I mean, I'm already, you know, sending emails saying, you know, getting ready to send emails once I find out where they're staying and the governor and all that, phone numbers. But, you know, usually people don't do anything, and you have to, like, I used to send out emails every day to about 200 of my friends. And I found out that nobody's really opening them up. I mean, there's a few, but they just don't. It's a willful ignorance, and I heard that phrase, and it fits perfectly. The willful ignorance of the people. Like, I think I heard it on this radio show today. As long as I got a beer and a steak, I'm all right. What happens when you don't have that beer and steak? A lot more has been taken away for you to fight for that beer and steak.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot more. Once that beer and steak has been taken away from that individual, he's going to realize it. So much more was taken away from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Steve, he better hope that when he sobers up, it's not too late.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody's talking. I mean, I talked to a neighbor. Oh, yeah, I had a pain. I had to take some Vicodin, but that didn't work, and I couldn't take this, and they need some NyQuil and this and that. I'm like, yo, come on. Do what your grandparents did. Bear the pain, soak it in Epsom salts, you know, take, you know, do some exercise, relax a little, and that's it. You don't need drugs. I've been totally 100% drug-free for about, and I mean, you know, I'm not into illegal drugs.
Right.
But I'm 100% drug-free for about 15, 20 years. Not even an aspirin. Not even a painkiller. Nothing. Zero.
Excellent.
You know, and these guys are talking about Ritalin, Prozac, Paxil. I have no idea what these things mean. I really don't. But people got to get out of that, you know, that thing, that paradigm that companies are going to save them.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're not. And I used to talk to old men when I was a kid.
Right.
They had so much wisdom. And Now you talk to the old men, they have no idea. They have no clue.
Right.
They have no clue. Zero. But you know something? The one thing that gives me hope is that the one, or I think it was 3% of the population, rose up against tyranny in 1776. 3%.
Exactly. Exactly, Steve. And that's what
we're... And we're starting to become that 3%.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I'm going to... You know something? I tell people about the tax thing. I've been talking about the tax thing since the 80s.
Right.
You know, people looked at me like, you're crazy, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me show you the law. Let me show you this. Let me show you that. Let me show you how it, you know. They don't want to know. But when that tax, when it's time that we, the people, we, the serious patriots of this movement, make something to change, I'm going to look at those people and say, look, I'm the one that did this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that is this way.
Right.
Because nobody in my neighborhood. I live in Queens, New York.
Right.
You know, and everybody is like, they. One guy, I'm telling you, there's one guy in my neighborhood. He bought a $700,000 home, second home, for an investment. Do you know how much he's making after rent? He's making about $150 a month. $150 a month after renting it out. I'm like, you risk your neck for $150 a month? What are you, crazy? You know, he bought this brand new thing and this and that. People are just so incredibly. And he's working on the place almost every night. The boiler this, the boiler that, this one needs that. And so you bought yourself slavery for $150 a week, a month. You could have got a job at Burger King once in a while.
Yeah,
the same
amount. Yeah, Steve, I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you very much for letting me speak.
You're my pleasure. You have a good night. Maid Marian down in Mexico, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
I'm calling all the way from Mexico. My real name is Maureen. My on-site name was Maid Marian. I was never involved in anything about the income tax. And in fact, I'm Ed and Elaine's contemporaries. I did protest against the Vietnam War. I was born in Canada, met my husband at McGill, and came to live in New England. And I am so disappointed in the people of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the revolution started, in those New England states. And
right.
Every damn one of them had better hang their head in shame.
Yeah,
U.S. Marshal Monier was appointed by George Bush. So we know what he's all about. He's trash.
Yep.
Sheriff Prozo, you're a coward.
I'll
Judge
guarantee
McAuliffe,
you.
You've been hiding behind your wife's skirt. You
right.
are a travesty to the judicial system.
Yeah,
Governor
I
Lynch,
keep going.
Get the hell out of there. I am going back to New England. I am going to fight this, and I'm coming all the way from Mexico. And do not think that they are going to get away with it. In Nevada, there was 161 counts,
mm-hmm.
and every single one of them not guilty. Why are they putting Ed and Elaine in jail? And in other states, then in Tennessee, the IRS versus Kuglin, I think her name was, not guilty. This fraud has got to stop. I don't know what in the name of God has happened to America, but it is worse than Nazi Germany. It's worse. And I have the experience, as I say, I'm Ed and Elaine's age. I grew up and I married and then, of course, came to America. So I was like 20-some-odd years in Canada, 20-some-odd years in the United States, and I've been back and forth. I have a home in Mexico, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the whole thing that's going on from Canada, U.S. to Mexico. And they are putting in the North American Union. Don't kid yourself. They're already building down south of here in Mexico. China is putting in their port. And you better stop it now because it is enslavement. I never, ever dreamt that I would be saying these things. I've never even called into a talk radio before.
Wow.
Never. I am absolutely outraged. I've never held a gun in my hand. I have never shot a damn thing. I tell you, if I had a gun, I would fill that fat-ass Monier's ass full of buckshot. He's a disgrace. He's nothing but a whore of George Bush, who appointed him. You're a whore, Monier. I am so angry, Mike. I'm outraged.
Don't kid yourself.
If a 65-year-old woman can be this outraged, imagine how the young people are going to feel when they realize they've been burdened with the idiots, Bush's, what he has imposed on them, the national debt. America was almost bankrupt as of October 1st. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a $10 trillion
and they
debt.
Had to have a Senate session, and what'd they do? They raised the debt another $1 trillion. America is a debtor nation now. America!
Yeah.
It's just, what kind of insanity? Why we aren't out in the streets, why the generals aren't rushing the White House right now, I don't know. I, honest to God, don't know.
Yeah, look what we've become. And it's a sad testament to us. And I appreciate your call so much.
You think it will come?
Eventually. But the question is, will it be too late?
I don't think so. I mean, 9/11 was such an inside job, it isn't funny. You have to be a bloody idiot to believe the garbage. Listen, Mike.
Yes.
This is what they want you to believe, and I want every one of your listeners to hear this. They want you to believe this. There were 19 Saudi Arabians who got on two planes, and they crashed into the World Trade Center, and it was Al-Qaeda, so we went to war in Afghanistan, but then we decided to go into Iraq. Period.
Right. Yeah.
That is exactly what they... Do you hear how stupid it is?
And what's
stupid that they would want people to believe that. And they haven't dumbed us down. They think that, and they keep telling the people that. And I'm going to tell you, the mainstream media should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed. I don't want to hear about Britney Spears. I don't care about her exposing herself. No wonder the Arab people are ashamed. I'm ashamed as a woman. She's a disgrace. The poor girl is so sick. Somebody go get her. And I'm a therapist, by the way, and I've dealt with drug addicts. Go get her and bundle her off to treatment.
Right.
You know, I don't want to see about that. I want to see about what's going on in our nation.
Exactly. Exactly. We're at the point where it's bread and circuses. Keep us entertained, fat and happy. And like I mentioned earlier, like this caller said, as long as we got our steak and beer, we're happy. And we're content.
I know, I heard you say that. Well, let me tell you something. He's probably basically illiterate, never reads a damn thing. So he's going to be one of the first that they'll march off to the FEMA camps, and he won't be getting very much steak and beer. And I hope the hell he's listening tonight, because the man's an absolute illiterate fool.
Yeah,
he doesn't know anything that went on in Nazi. We're making Nazi Germany look like kindergarten.
Indeed we are, and I appreciate your call so much. Thank you for calling.
Okay, and thank you, Mike, and keep up the good work, hon.
I will, and woe is them when Maureen comes to town. Lester in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello. How are we doing tonight?
We're doing good. You've got a hard act to follow here.
Well, whatever happened to Solomon? I mean, he was supposed to be the greatest wizard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, see, when I was in jail, I sat in jail, and there was all these people kept going to the law library trying to take and figure out how they were going to beat their case, right?
Right.
Well, when I finally went to trial, I took and I gave the judge two Bibles, but I told them in jail, you know, they're all studying and stuff, and I'm sitting in there reading my Bible, and I told them, I said, well, I'm leaving today, and they all, you know, laugh, you know, and even the sheriffs and all these people, you know. Well, at any rate, I went and I left. But at any rate, when it comes to the law, see, we've all turned from God. We're right. Supposed to be one nation under God, right?
Right.
Okay, if we're going to know anything about the law, there's two chapters. I know people don't read much. And so, to simplify it, there's two chapters, Timothy 1, 9, and 10, pertaining to the law. Now, when I was in jail, I told people, all you have to do is get out of these two chapters. If you get out of them two chapters, you don't belong in here.
Right.
And we talked, you know, we got Alex Jones and Prison Planet and all that there. Well, we are in a, you know, if we can get out of them two chapters, well, we might not no longer be prisoners.
Lester, I appreciate the call. Thank you for being on the program, and thank you for holding so long. Going to grab a break. Back with a final segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to it on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Final segment here on the Midnight Rider tonight. We're going to reschedule Josh Reeves for one night next week so we can talk about his research he's found on the Council for National Policy. Real quick, and we'll get some final thoughts from Josh here. The U.S. Marshal's Office, 603-225-1632. Sheriff Michael Prozo, and I will guarantee you this Nimrod's on vacation. It's the way it goes down every time when something's going on with the Browns up there. 603-225-1632. 763-4200. The illustrious New Hampshire State Governor, John Lynch, 603-271-2121. The Sullivan County Sheriff's Office, where Prozo is ensconced, that number, I'll give it to you again, 603-803-4200. That's 603-803-4200. The Marshal's Office, 603-225-1632. Now, for the University of Central Oklahoma, the little Nazi running that place, President Webb is his name. Yes, and these people get around, these little Nazi thugs get around, 405-974-2000. That's the number to that university, University of Central Oklahoma. The fax number for the Marshal's Office, hang on a second here. Don't have a fax number for the Marshal's Office. I do have one for the Sheriff's Office. That's 603-863-0012. 603-863-0012. But the number for UCO, again, University of Central Oklahoma, where they want to monitor everybody's internet connection. Light them up in the morning and tell these people we don't deal with this Nazi crap. 405-974-2000. And the little boondist is President Webb. Josh, your final thoughts here, pal.
Well, Mike, you know, it's funny, the subject we were going to talk about tonight had a lot to do with the progenitors, you know, of Nazis and that you mentioned that. But I just want to say that the time is now. We've sat behind our computers and we've sat back with peaceful resistance for long enough. We've got to start organizing. And we've got to start coming together and putting all our crap aside and start taking action and seriously start formulating some new ideas towards taking this country back, because they've left us no choice anymore, Mike. The time is now. We can't stop, and we can't just sit back and let this Ed and Lane Brown thing go by. We've got to act, and we've got to act now. And I just want to thank you so much for having me on, Mike, and we'll come back on and discuss the Council for National Policy. Everyone Google the Council for National Policy and look into that in the meantime.
Yeah, Josh, I appreciate you being on. Thanks. My thoughts on this is this a defeat for us? Well, yeah, I think in some instances it is. But I think in another instance, I think we've gotten a lesson tonight, folks, that this game is for keeps. This isn't for play. This isn't a club. This isn't where you just get together and chat and have a happy time talking about theory and research. There's theory and research, and then Elaine Brown and I proved that there's application. They paid the price for liberty. They paid the price for freedom. What was done to them tonight was wrong. And those involved in that will eventually have to pay the piper for that. One day they'll stand before somebody and have to own up to it. That's it for tonight's show. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country, folks. Keep Ed and Lane Brown your thoughts and your prayers. We'll see you tomorrow night here on the Midnight Rider.
It's true.